Jim, of course, Confession Week continued last night on Australia's most talked about social experiment, Married at First Sight. Please welcome one of the brides to the show, Melissa Rawson. Mel, welcome.
Good morning, boys.
How are you, Mel? How's things?
Very interesting watching this back. I've lived it once and I'm living it again.
Okay, look,
I'm so sorry,
yeah,
Melissa.
First of all, we're sorry. I mean, there's a lot that Nathan I want to get through. We're big fans of yours, Melissa. We're not fans of Bryce. there's one thing I want to. So last night, you know, you guys are talking. You were talking about being on again and off again with your ex, and then Bryce got really weird about it. But we had Bryce on the show, and he confirmed to Nathan and I that he was on again and off again with his ex. I'm just really confused when he does one thing but says another. Did you know that?
I knew that he was with his ex-fiance and their relationship. They had definitely had breaks in between, so I wasn't surprised at that. No.
So this is the thing.
Yeah, but he got up you. Like what? That's the pot calling the kettle black.
It was a little bit. I think in the heat of the moment, he just forgot about his own past experiences.
The other thing is, Mel, is that he said that him and his ex-fiancée were on breaks when all this stuff was happening when he was with other girls. Do you believe that he was on breaks, as he said?
Yeah. I've experienced some things like that as well in the past, and I know that Bryce is copping a lot of flack, and yeah, it's just what happens when you're really honest, unfortunately.
Can I ask Mel, look, and Nathan, obviously we're fans of the show and I don't want to spoil too much, but at the moment, like, I'll say what it is. Bryce doesn't look great at the moment, and that's what everyone's saying. But then there's also some rumours, there's maybe some paparazzi photos that suggest you and him are living together in Melbourne. Are we going to, don't give too much away, but are we going to see a different side of Bryce towards the end of the series?
I hope so. There was definitely so many different sides to Bryce, and the side that we're seeing on TV is obviously not the best part, but they're all condensed into a couple of episodes, and it doesn't look great at the moment, but we're definitely going to see a different side to Bryce as the episodes move forward.
So you are living together in Melbourne?
Well, no, we're just we're doing all of our publicity together, and we're actually really good friends, so we actually ended on really good terms after the show.
Okay, that's
where are you living?
I'm living in Melbourne.
With Bryce.
I know that Bryce is living in Melbourne too.
But they're good friends. They're not together.
You're not together.
We're friends.
Have you seen his place?
No, I haven't actually.
Not together then. can I ask you about this? Nathan and I were saying this yesterday on the show. I'm not sure about this matching of the photos that the couples are doing.
Oh, this is horrible.
Of other partners. I don't understand how this could ever make two people be better together. This is only seems to cause dramas. What did you think about it?
That was one of the worst challenges I think that they've ever had on Married at First Sight, and it's something you wouldn't do in real life.
No,
there's no way that you would with a new partner say, hey, show me all photos of your mates and let me rank them who I think is most attractive.
What did they say? What did they say to you, like the producers and stuff, when they told you that they wanted
this
you to
what
do
you're
this?
Doing.
What did they say to you? Did they say you have to be honest, or could you? Because I mean, it would have been very simple for everyone to just put their partner at number one. But did they say don't do that?
No. They told us to be very honest and to rate from most attractive to least attractive. So, that's exactly what we did. And if Bryce hadn't have done what he did, I would have known that he was lying, because what happened at our honeymoon during the honesty box, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I didn't know where he was going to place me, but I knew it wasn't going to be up in the top. So it was still hard to cop, but if he would have put me number one, I probably would have exploded, which maybe needed to happen.
Can I ask you as well, Mel, is it hard, again, like you're saying that you're friends now, and obviously there's so much of the show that we haven't seen yet, but we had Jake on the show yesterday, and you know, obviously he's played a lot of footy, and we were saying, you know, in every footy team, there is a bad apple, you know, there's a rotten egg, but, you know, if they perform well, you sort of forget about it. And he said that Bryce is the bad apple of this group. Is it hard? I don't know if you knew that Jake thought that way, or is it hard being with someone when everyone else is saying these things about your husband?
Yeah, on the show, it was really hard because we definitely copped a lot of flack, and moving forward, you're going to see it's going to get a lot worse. So for someone like me who's very quiet, very introverted, quite shy, it was definitely hard for me to cop, but I'd gone into the experiment saying that the experts had obviously matched us for a reason, and I was going to give it everything I could up until the point where I couldn't. So I definitely did that. But yeah, it was a lot to cop on the chin for someone that's so reserved as I am.
Well, Melissa, you're doing a fantastic job. You're one of our favourites, absolutely. There is one final thing I did want to ask, because talking to, again, a couple of people on the show over the last couple of weeks, a few of them have hinted that the person that may or may not have hit on Alessandra, the new judge, is in fact Bryce. What would you say to those comments?
I can tell you right now, it definitely wasn't Bryce. You've got to watch and see who it was. It's really good.
Well, this is your opportunity to fire back, because people have been accusing
just tell us who it is.
Your husband of this, Mel.
Oh, that's okay. That's that comes with being on the show, and if people need more publicity to get themselves noticed, then that's their choice.
That's my girl. Good stuff, Mel. All right. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best. We can't wait to chat again, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Melissa.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.